Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday, so we're here with another guided meditation from the 10% Happier app. Today's session is from a regular on this show, a favorite on this show, Sebine Selassie. You might have noticed that occasionally your mind wanders, it races to the past or to the future. The practice of bringing your awareness to your breath or your body can be super helpful in terms of reconnecting you to what's happening right now. And in this meditation, Sebine is going to show us how to actually do that.
Hi, this is Sebine. And in this meditation, we're going to practice bringing awareness to the body. Simply put, mindfulness is paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally. But as you've probably noticed, our minds can relentlessly pull us into the past or future. This is where the body can help. The body is always in the present moment. That's why the breath and the body are used as primary objects of meditation, which makes it the perfect training ground for our mindfulness practice. Okay, let's get started. Find a comfortable position where you feel alert, but also relaxed. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can do so now. And if you want to keep them open, just keep a soft focus on one point. Let's start by bringing awareness to the sensation of sitting here. For me, it used to be when someone asked me to notice my body, I would have a hard time knowing if I was feeling my sensations or just thinking about them. This can take some practice. So when I say bring awareness to the sensation of sitting here, what do you notice? Is there a particular sensation that's strong or clamoring for attention? Maybe there's a familiar ache or discomfort. Maybe you don't notice anything at all. If so, can you bring a little more awareness to your experience? See if you can bring a sense of curiosity to it. You can even ask yourself, what's happening in my body right now? Maybe you can notice the pressure of your butt against the chair. Or maybe you can feel a gentle tickle where the air is entering or leaving your nostrils. Perhaps there's a sensation of temperature or vibration. Whatever is happening, see if you can continue to be curious. Continuing the inquiry, and what's happening in my body right now? You don't need to choose or reject any particular experience. Just notice what's most prominent for you for a few moments. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or reorient to the room. In any moment, if we feel caught up in our minds, racing to the past or future, we can always bring awareness to the body as a way to reconnect to this very moment. I hope you enjoyed this meditation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sebane. You can find many more meditations from Sebane, including longer versions of this one, on our 10% Happier app. Our app helps you understand both how to practice meditation and how to use it to help you navigate our ever-changing world. To make it easier to become an app subscriber, we're offering 40% off the price of an annual subscription just for our podcast listeners. We don't do discounts of this size all the time. And of course, nothing is permanent. So to get this deal before it ends on April 1st, go to 10percent.com/March. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/March for 40% off. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode with the happiness researcher, Emma Seppala. She's going to share 3 secrets from happiness research. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.